Last week we began a series on maturing in Christ. So today we will continue that by searching out scripture that gives us a map to show us how to move toward maturity in Christ. First of all, let's look in Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. In verse 13 and 15, it tells us that God's desire for us is to mature, to grow up in every way unto Him. And in verse 14, it gives us some characteristics of how we might be immature believers. And some of those are going along with the crowd, allowing people to be our influence instead of God being our influence, taking our direction from the world instead of God's Word. So those are characteristics that we want to go away from. We want to turn to God and His Word instead of being like these examples. The verse that tells us to set ourselves apart from every wind of doctrine, from human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes or lies, helps us to know how to become a spiritually mature Jesus follower. So how can we allow other believers to help us mature? You know, we have people all around us that can help us with that, and we can be people that can help others be more mature. In Hebrews 3:13, it says to build each other up so that we won't become hardened by sin. And in Ephesians 5:19-21, it says, worship together, submitting to one another out of reverence to Christ, to come together and to worship together is a way that we can mature and help each other mature. We can find in Ephesians 4:22-24 that our old nature, who we were before we became, before we came to know Christ, was corrupt through deceitful desires, but our new nature after receiving Christ as our Savior is renewed in the Spirit. We are created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, and we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So, whose image are we being changed to? Why are we trying to mature in our spiritual walk? So we can be more like God. So we can change into the image of Him. And who else brings that image but God? God brings that through the Holy Spirit in our lives. He uses the Holy Spirit to speak to us and help us to realize where sin is in our lives. And He uses the Holy Spirit to help us recognize what needs changed in us to look more like Him. Are we completely changed all at once? I would say yes. Our soul is immediately changed when we ask forgiveness from God for our sins. Our soul is immediately changed. But after that, we still have to work on our hearts and our actions and continue to change. and look more like Christ as we walk through our spiritual life. Are we changed immediately? Yes, our souls are. Do we still have changing to do? Absolutely. Not in order for our salvation, because we get our salvation when we ask Christ to forgive us of our sins and we start living for Him. We're forgiven at that point. So our salvation is covered by the blood of Jesus. But after that, we're still not perfect people. We have work to do until the day we meet Jesus face to face. Let's read in Romans and see what it tells us about our relationship with Christ. In Romans 5, 8 through 9, it says, "But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God." What has already happened to us? Okay, we were saved by the love of Christ, by the shedding of His blood for our sins. We have been justified. In Romans 6:19 says, "I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification." According to this verse, what should we be doing now? We should be slaves to righteousness, seeking to be more like Jesus until we die and are sanctified. Romans 8, 16 through 18 says, "The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may be glorified with Him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." So what can we expect in the future? Glory! To be glorified with Him. This is when we receive glorification. I pray that you are maturing every day in your walk with Jesus, that you grow in knowledge and love, and that you will be encouraged from others, and that you will be encouragers to others to do the same. I love you, my friends. May God bless you always and in all ways.